The price of home heating oil is expected to hit an all-time high this winter. That could make life difficult for heating oil suppliers and their low-income customers, New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports.
When the price of crude oil jumps, the price of home heating oil usually follows. In the last 12 months, the price of crude has shot up 40%. What's behind the spike? Aaron Brady, an analyst for IHS Cambridge Energy Research Associates, says it's emerging markets like India and China.
That is the primary reason why the oil market is a lot tighter. It's very strong demand.
Strong demand in Beijing and Mumbai means people like John Rimes in Concord, New Hampshire, will pay more over the coming months. Rimes runs the family business Rimes Propane and Oil. He says it's not the cost of the heating oil itself that's going to cause trouble for his business. It's his fleet of 80 trucks.
As funny as it sounds, our highest cost to conduct business is delivering the fuel. The largest component of that is actual diesel fuel.
Rimes trucks run from the Massachusetts border over the New Hampshire and Vermont mountains up to Canada. He says he's got to pass that diesel cost on. But Rimes knows people will struggle with the new rates, more customers cutting back, more customers asking Rimes for help. He says that's the hidden cost to the price spike.
My job is to make sure that I don't let people have too much credit. And a lot of these people have bought fuel from my family for, 25, 30, 40 years, some of them. No matter how much you sugarcoat it or tell yourself that it's okay, it's not okay.
If Rimes is going to struggle this winter, social worker Judy Scawthorne worries poor people are going to suffer. Scawthorne runs one of the fuel assistance programs in New Hampshire. She says she's worried because Congress is considering a $1 billion cut to federal fuel aid. That would leave 2 million low-income households without support this year. Couple that with a forecast of higher prices, and Judy Scawthorne has her own prediction. This winter is going to be bad for people.
And they'll be buying the space heaters, and they'll be cutting corners as to how to hook them up and how to run them. There'll be fires. They'll do very desperate things, very desperate things.
Scawthorne is familiar with desperation.
The last thing I ever want to happen on my watch is to lose somebody, to die because they don't have warmth.
Scawthorne remembers the woman with developmental disabilities last winter who came to get assistance, but she says that woman never came back.
She was found in her mobile home with her oven door open, trying to keep warm, and the propane ran out.
The autopsy said the woman died of a heart attack. Scawthorne says freezing in that trailer certainly didn't help her former client's health. The social worker says she hopes Congress figures out people always find ways to stay warm. But she warns the consequences can be cruel. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.